नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 5, text 14. Naha rupatmano buddhi svairani vagunanvita tannistam agadesyaya kimasata karma birbhave nana rupatmana buddhi svairini vagunanvita tannistam agadasveya kimasa karma birbhavet nana rupatmano buddhi svairani vagunanvita tannistam magadasveya kimasat karma birbhavet nana rupatmano buddhi Vaishnavis, Matajis. Anarupatmano Buddhir. Svairini Vagunamita. Some more, anybody would like to try? Okay, we'll do word by word translation. Nana, various. Rupa, who has forms or dresses. Atmanaha, of the living entity. Buddhihi, the intelligence. Svairini, a prostitute freely decorates herself with different type of cloth and ornaments. Eva, like. Gunanvita, endowed with the mood of passion, and so on. Tadnistam, the cessation of death. Akatasya, of one who has not obtained. Iha, in this material world. Kimasat karma birbhavet, what is the use of performing temporary fruitive activities? Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Narada Muni has described a woman who is a professional prostitute. Daryasvas understood the identity of this woman. Mixed with the mode of passion, the unsteady intelligence of every living entity is like a prostitute who changes dresses. just to attract one's attention. If one fully engages in temporary fruitive activity, not understanding how this is taking place, what does he actually gain? Please repeat after me. Narada Muni has described a woman who is a professional prostitute. The Hariyasvas understood the identity of this woman. Mixed with a mood of passion, the unsteady intelligence of every living entity is like a prostitute who changes dresses just to attract one's attention. If one fully engages in temporary fruitive activities, not understanding how this is taking place, what does he actually gain? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A woman who has no husband declares herself independent, which means that she became a prostitute. A prostitute generally dresses herself in various fashions intended to attract men's attention to the lower part of her body. Today, it has become a much advertised fashion for a woman to go almost naked, covering the lower part of her body only slightly, in order to draw the attention of the man to her private part for sexual enjoyment. The intelligence engaged to attract a man to the lower part of the body is the intelligence of a professional prostitute. Similarly, the intelligence of the living entity does not turn his attention toward Krishna or the Krishna conscious movement, simply changes dresses like a prostitute. What is the benefit of such a foolish intelligence? One should be intelligently conscious in such a way that he need no longer change from one body to another. Karmis changes their professions at any moment, but a Krishna conscious person does not change his profession, for his only profession is to attract the attention of Krishna by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and living a very simple life without following daily changes of fashion. In our Krishna conscious movement, fashionable persons are taught to adopt one fashion, the dress of a Vaishnava with a shaved head and tilak. They are taught to be always clean in mind and dress and eating in order to be fixed in Krishna consciousness. What is the use of changing one's dress, sometimes wearing long hair and a long beard, and sometimes dressing otherwise? This is not good. One should not waste his time in such a frivolous activity. One should always be fixed in Krishna consciousness and take the cure of devotional service with firm determination. Srila Prabhupada ki. So before I make an attempt to speak a few words in this important slogan of the Srimad Bhagavatam, I request all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis to bless me, that may I speak something sensible, that we can remember Krishna all together. Om Agyana Divinandasya Gyananjana Shalagaya Chakshuram Midan Venatasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Namo Vishnu Buddhaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Sri Madhya Jayapataka Swami Niti Namine Namo Vishnu Buddhaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Sri Madhya Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Prachanine Nirvishesha Sunyavani Pasattade Sattarine Pancha Kalpa Karubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. I read once again in translation. Narada Muni has described a woman who is a professional prostitute. the Ariosvas understood the identity of this woman. Mixed with the mood of passion, the unsteady intelligence of rivalry living entities like a prostitute who changed dresses into to attract one's attention. If one fully engages in temporary fruitive activity, not understanding how this is taking place, what does he actually gain? Srila Prabhupada give very heavy purport, but the truth sometimes hurt. So the truth is has to be spoken, and Srila Prabhupada is warning us, you know. Of course, this is a metaphorical understanding of the prostitute. Actually, this prostitute is like our mind. So the mind becomes corrupt by constantly engaging in sense gratification and meditating on sense gratification. Millions and trillions of life we have been spending in this material creation. And after 8,400,000 different species of life, we came to this human form of life. Manushya Durlabham, this human form of life, is very, very rare. So we must take this opportunity which we have been given to us. This great opportunity to have this human form of life. Because only in this human form of life we can realize Krishna, the Supreme Truth. And we can actually close the chapter and go back home, back to God. If you listen to all Srila Prabhupada lecture, audio lecture or video, you can see, he always terminates his lecture by saying, so in the end we can go back home, back to God. So this should be our goal of life. Let us not be pretending that we are very advanced, we don't mind, whatever Krishna wants. Yeah, of course, whatever Krishna wants. But in the beginning of our life, we should desire to go back home, back to God. It's good for us, because we are in an ocean of Maya. Srila Prabhupada explained that we are in an ocean of Maya, so we must be a little careful. I was just reading a message of Srila Prabhupada in WhatsApp, which I'd like to share with you. It's a letter to Malati, Mataji. It is not surprising that you feel the competition of Maya very keen, because we are in the midst of the ocean of Maya. Just as when you are in an ocean, you say, oh, there is water all around, that is the ocean. So you must have a boat, very strong. And Krishna is the nicest boat to carry you over the ocean of Maya. The ocean will reduce to become a pit left by the hoof of a cow, by the grace of Krishna. And maybe cross over without any care. And after crossing the ocean, the devotee shall go to the abode of Krishna, where there is no more danger. That is the mission of our life, and that is Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada, letter to Malati on 6 March 1970. So we can understand that Maya is very powerful. In fact, Srila Prabhupada sometimes said that my disciples, they are not scared of Maya. We should be scared of Maya. Because of course we have protection of Krishna, and we can do many things for Krishna. But we must be always careful. Because Maya can take us anytime. We are not match for Maya. Maya is the superintendent of this material world, of this prison house. And she has the key in her hand, in the form of three modes of material nature. Adhyatmika, Adibodhita, Adidevika is there, and goodness, passion, ignorance is there. So anytime we can be influenced by the modes of material nature, and again go back into the whirlpool of material world. This whirlpool is like a washing machine, giant washing machine. It spoons all the living entity, they're there. It spins them around. Sometimes become Brahma, sometimes become ant, sometimes become demigod, sometimes become king, sometimes become, you know, the owner of Empire State Building, and we so on and so forth. Man's woman, this, that, so many things. So we must be careful. After coming in contact with devotees, after coming in contact with Srila Prabhupada, after coming in contact with association of Vaishnava, we must take these as our own very great treasure in our heart. devotional life, devotional service, association of Vaishnava. That's the only thing can actually take us to the other side, to the spiritual world. There is no way we can listen to our mind. Our mind will tell us so many things. Our mind will make us do so many foolish things. So don't listen to the mind. How not to listen to the mind? Srila Prabhupada said, we beat ourselves in the morning with the shoes, and we beat ourselves in the night with the brooms. Of course, he doesn't say physically we should do that, although sometimes it's good. But we should take the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra very deep from the heart, and we should chant this mantra, praying to Krishna, please immunize me from Maya. Please protect me from Maya, because I'm so weak, Maya can take me anytime. Without your protection, without your blessing, without the association of the devotee, I will not be able to remain devotee. I will not be able to remember you all the time. So we must take this devotional service and devotional life as a lifesaver. And Srila Prabhupada in the end he said we must be taking this medicine. So taking the medicine means we understand we are sick. We are sick. We are diseased. Like sometimes we are diseased. Yesterday I woke up in the morning, my knee was not working. Ajendranandan Prabhu, yes, from problem with the knee. We all have some different problems. Somebody has the back, somebody has the eye, somebody has the knee, somebody has the blood. We all have some material disease. But how we can cure total disease is by going back home, back to Godhead, by taking back our spiritual body, which is our right. Huh? We already have a spiritual body, but now it's covered and caged in this material tabernacle. Huh? And we feel pain, distress, in so many ways. Of course, by the mercy of Krishna, Krishna has minimized all this suffering. Huh? So, by the blessing of Krishna, we suffer very little compared to the karmi, who struggle very, very hard in their material life just to make survival. Srila Prabhupada explained how some people from Krishna Nagar, they take a train every day, they go to Calcutta, 2.5 hour train, to work in some office. Then 5 o'clock, they take train back, and come back 7:30 in the night, just to get some money for surviving with their family and children. And maybe the wife is always complaining, oh, there is not enough money, there is not this, not that, I don't have this, I don't have that. And the guy is like a donkey, working hard. I'm trying my best. I'm trying my best. Not enough! Not enough! More! We want more! And the children, they're screaming. And the father-in-law, mother-in-law, everybody's putting pressure on this guy. Poor guy, you know. Sometimes you meet people, you know, in the train and around, and when you preach, and people think, maybe I should just come and join your movement. You guys are so happy, you have easy life. We struggle so hard, you know. Even you take this big Marwari in Bara Bazaar, they have a lot of money. You go to their house, they invite you to a program, and they have small room, you know. They live in one room, one small kitchen. This guy has millions of dollars, they're a crore party. But they live in small, like a rat house. You know, we think, what? What is the benefit? You work so hard, you have so much money, but you have to live in a small house, and no elevator, dark, infested by cockroaches and rats, and no sun and rain licking your roof. What is going on? No, this is material life. Illusion. Maya. Maya means that which is not. Huh? People think, oh, I'm very rich. I have just so much money in my bank, but I cannot spend it. I have to keep it just in case something happens. What do you want more to happen? You live a miserable life. You cannot even enjoy. You know, and some people, they're so stingy. They don't tell even their wife what is the bank account. They don't tell their son. Then one day, boom, one bus hit them in Brabant Road. They're dead. And then the wife, they don't know anything. Well, this guy has so much money. But all the money is in the bank, and we don't know where is the account. So who is getting the benefit? The bank. Because if you don't claim the money in 10 years, the bank say, okay, it's our money, no problem. Thank you very much. So this is material life. So Srila Prabhupada also touches the argument about fashion. Yeah, all the people that go in new fashion. What is the latest fashion? Yeah? You ask the ladies. They go in marketing sometime. Let's buy the latest. Of course, our daily, they buy the latest saris, the latest fashion. But you see, in the material world, you know, these people, they change dress all the time. I am from Italy. Let me tell you one small incident. I was in Italy a few years ago, so my sister, she phoned me and she said, would you accompany me to the dentist? I said, I have an appointment with the dentist. I don't want to go alone. I am scared. I said, no problem. I'll come. So I wake up in the morning, you know, I'm in Italy, I put some pants, I put some shirt. So she comes to the home and she sees me and she says, hey, you want to come like this with me? I said, what do you mean? I said, look, I have a pant, I have socks, I have shoes, I have shirt. I'm not naked. What's your problem? He said, no, you're not coming me dressed like this. This color doesn't match your shoes. The socks doesn't match your shirt. The thing says, I said, what? Italian people, they're so much fashion conscious. So I had to change. I said, okay, look, you go inside that mirror, pull out whatever you want me to drive. I'll dress for you, whatever you want. I don't care. So she said, you put this because this color. I said, okay. I'm sorry, I live for too many years out of Italy. So I'm not conscious about my dress anymore. So, and then I've seen, you know, these people in Italy, they change 3 times a day their dresses, you know. They come, they go to work, they wear one dress. They come back from work, they change dress. And then they go to night, they change another dress. I say, why change it so much? Oh, no. This, we have to be fashion clothes, you know. And then you ask, how much cost this clothes? Oh, only 300 euro. I say, what? One type of pants? 300 euro. What's wrong, you know? And how much cost this shirt? Oh, only 250 euro. It's a shirt, you know. You can buy Bara Bazaar for 150 rubles. Oh, no. This is made by Gucci. What Gucci? You know, this cloth is made in Bangladesh, you know. It costs 150 rubles, and they send it to you, and they sell it for 250 euro. So you got cheated, man. No. But this is Armani, and this and that. So, okay. Thank you very much. I like to wear my dhoti and kurta. And then my brother said, actually, you look very nice with the dhoti and kurta. You look very elegant. Oh, so thank you very much. So about fashion, you know, Srila Prabhupada explained, what is the fashion of the devotees? Clean shaved hat, you know, beautiful tilak, nice dhoti, nice kurta. For the ladies, beautiful sari, nice colorful. And that's our fashion. It's a Vaishnava culture. In the beginning of our movement, there were many devotees were wearing beard and long hair. Srila Prabhupada didn't like it so much. When Mukunda Maharaj joined, he had a beard. I was reading this morning. And then when Prabhupada saw him, he said, wow, you look like a great sage. And Mukunda Maharaj was thinking, wow, Prabhupada liked my beard. Then after some time, he saw all the devotees, they were slowly joining and shaving their heads, shaving their beard. And then one day he had a question on his mind, you know, does Prabhupada like my beard or not? He went to Srila Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, you like this? And Prabhupada said, I like this. And then he understood, okay, I'm going to shave. And then there were two sannyasis, they were doing chaturmasya, and then they were growing the hair and the beard. Prabhupada said, what is this chaturmasya? Okay, if you want to follow chaturmasya, then you eat only 5 mouths on the floor of Kichari with your hand in your back, and you lick it from the floor. You want to grow the beard, then you have to follow everything. Then they said, okay. They went and shave and say, okay. We don't need to follow chaturmasya, you know, just. So the fashion of the devotee is that we want to please Krishna. We dress every day for the pleasure of Krishna, for the pleasure of the Vaishnavas. Of course, there is 108 ways to wear a dhoti. If you go to Bhaktivedya Purna Maharaj, you can explain to us, you know, the different way of wearing dhoti. But, you know, we live in association with the Vaishnava, and this Vaishnava dress is very beautiful, it's very clean, it's very attractive. You know, we can choose the color or whatever we want, you know, this variety. But we can shave head, clean face, nice tilak, and this is our fashion. So people become attracted to this fashion also, because when people see us, they think, wow, they look so nice, they look so shiny, they look so effulgent, they look so clean. One time, because I was purchasing for the Samadhi, I was the purchasing manager for all the material many, many years ago before we opened the Samadhi. So I used to go twice to Calcutta. I had to have one Vespa there and one scooter, so I used to go and purchase all the tools and all the material. And we go from here with a Maruti van. So my wife was complaining, you know, every time you come back from Calcutta, you're black. Yeah, because Calcutta is so much smoke. You go like this with your dhoti, and your dhoti become black. So she said, can you wear something else? I said, what do you want me to wear? So I start to wear a pant. One time I went with a pant and a kurta, you know, and then all the people say, what happened to you? Why are you wearing a pant? You blooped, you've gone away from the Krishna conscious movement. I said, no, I'm only wearing this because my wife is complaining. He said, no, you look nice with the dhoti, you know, you're a sadhu. You should wear dhoti, it doesn't matter, it becomes black, it's okay. Then I said, okay. I should not wear pants, you know, I should wear nice dhoti. So like that, we had to actually be conscious of what we do, and we should not fall prey to our mind. Yeah, our mind is, in this particular sloga, Prabhupada explaining, it's just like a prostitute. So our mind has been influenced for many, many millions of years. So the only way we can come out of this conditional life is that we can actually take to this Krishna consciousness, you know, very seriously, with determination, Srila Prabhupada, and with determination. See, sometimes people in the material world are very determined, you know, and we should take inspiration from them. Like, for example, because I am from Italy, I like racing car and racing bike, and I see these people, how determined they are. Just imagine, you sit on a Formula One car, and you die at 350 kilometers speed, and you can see these people, you know, from the first round they go, they do the lap to the best time. It's not they say, oh, let me try, you know, go slow and then I'll check it out. No. In their mind, they know the track by heart. And they know what speed they have to go, you know, what gear they have to put at each turn, you know. And it's all controlled, electronically controlled. It's very complicated. And you try to drive your car by sitting on the floor. There is only 3-inch clearance from the floor. So if you sit in a Formula One car, I don't know if you ever try. I did try. And basically, you cannot see the road. Because when you sit on the floor, you don't know whether the turn is left or right. You can't see it. There is only board with, say, 400, 300, 200 on a straight. And then there is no indication whether it's left or right, what turn. So that means the pilot, whoever drives the car, in his head, he has to know exactly where to brake, where to put the gear, where to stop. One time I went to this Monza, which is a famous racing track in Italy, and a friend of my brother, he passed away, and I found him, he said, we are in a paddock, because we have access. So we go there and open one door in the box, and there is this guy who's sitting with a helmet, and he's sitting on a chair, and he's doing, he's driving inside his head all the track, he knows by heart, you know. And I was telling him, what are you doing? He say, I'm memorizing everything, because there is no time to think when you go 350 kilometers speed. So he say, yeah, okay, better. His name was De Cesaris, and he passed away just last year. Funny enough, he was driving a motorbike on a highway, and he thought he had a puncture, so he just for a fraction of a second looked at the tire and went straight to a out of the road, he went straight to a tree and bam, finish. So how much determination these people they have to achieve what? Money, name, fame, and ultimately what? Death. So what did you gain by doing this? Nothing. Zero. And most probably you become a mosquito next life because you think always that's the sound of the mosquito, right? When it comes near your ear, it goes so, you know, or you become, you know, some insect which flies. I don't know what you'll become if you die. Or let you can take Michael Schumacher, you know, I mean, he was how many time world champion, you know, he was 13 time world champion Formula One, he's from Germany. And then one day he was skiing on the Alps and he fell down from the ski, bang his head, and he was in coma for 6 months. Now he's out of coma, nobody said anything. He's dead, he's alive. Just one bang in your head, you fall, boom, you're dead, you finish. So the body understands very clearly what is the goal of life. We understand any moment, any time, anybody can go. So therefore we prepare ourselves. We also have to have the same determination. I am a devotee of Krishna. And I want to serve the Vaishnava. I want to serve Srila Prabhupada. I want to go back home, back to God. There is nothing which can distract me from this goal. It doesn't matter the old phantasmagoria world. It doesn't matter the old heavenly planet. It doesn't matter Brahma, the Rishi, anything. With all due respect to all of them, they all have to die. Even Brahma has to die. So what's the point? Even achieving higher planetary system, Abramabhu analoka apuranavartinarjuna mamupedetukunte apurnajama navidyate. This whole planet is placed as a death. So even if we become Brahma, Indra, and all the 33 crore demigod and controlling, still we have to die. So the real solution to our problem is to go back home, back to God. And now we can do that. Bhakti mama bijanati. Only through bhakti we can know Krishna. So what is bhakti? Bhakti means with love and with devotion. Everything we do every day, every single moment of our life, we are thinking, how can I improve? How can I do this for pleasing Krishna? How can I do this for pleasing Srila Prabhupada? How can I do this for pleasing the Vaishnavas? And that mentality is what will take us back home, back to Godhead. It's not whether we are big Swami, big position, temple president, GBC, whatever, all respect to them, to everybody. It doesn't matter what position we have. We can be anybody. As long as we chant Hare Krishna sincerely, and we become purified, and we can remember Krishna the moment of leaving this planet, this world, then we can go back home, back to God. Then our life is successful. Sometimes there is this competition in material world, you know. It's like it's compared to a bucket full of crabs. Whatever crabs try to climb, the other crabs come, push them down. So then no one escapes. So the material world is like that. There is backbiting, there is fighting, there is enviousness. There's so much bad quality that no one is able to climb on top. Even the people that climb on top, what they reach, nothing, zero. So the material world is like that. So in the spiritual world, it's just opposite. We are pushing everybody. Please go back home, back to God. Please, encouraging everybody. Bringing more people to Krishna consciousness by the association of the Vaishnava. Bringing people to Mayapur. We saw yesterday the governor. He gives what wonderful remembrance of Srila Prabhupada. He stayed for 40 days in his house. And his life, I believe, has changed to some degree. Association. A lava matra, even a fractional second of association with devotee is very, very powerful. So, we are in this wonderful boat, which is ISKCON, which is devotional service, which is association of the Vaishnava. So now, if we are mad, we can jump the boat and think we're going to swim ourselves across the Atlantic Ocean. Or if we are sane, intelligent, we stick to the boat and say, okay, however bad the boat is, how much smoke is there in the boat, Wherever. We are not in first class, we are in downstairs with the engine, we make so much noise, whatever. When we stick in the boat, we reach the destination. So it doesn't matter what position we are, as long as we stick to the boat and we do the work of the Acharya. Srila Prabhupada emphasized, there's only this Maha Mantra and only preaching Krishna consciousness can give actually happiness to the fallen conditioned soul. And everybody is looking for happiness. Everybody is eager to become happy. But their happiness slips through their mind, slips through their finger. They cannot grasp it. Why? Because sense gratification is not real happiness. Real happiness is serving Krishna, serving the Vaishnavas. That gives happiness in your heart. And that happiness from your heart, no one can take it away. And once you achieve that happiness, you don't want to let it go. It's like a drug. Some people, they were taking drugs, they cannot stop taking drugs because they're addicted. So we become addicted to Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We wake up in the morning, where is my japa mala? I'm in chant Hare Krishna. So, and then we, you know, start to taste the nectar of devotional service. Some devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, why you wake up so early in translating Srimad Bhagavatam? And you say, why do you think I'm doing that? I got some ruchi. I have a taste for doing this. So everything is based on what we receive. We receive some benefit, we receive some pleasure, some happiness. And that happiness of devotional service is the greatest happiness. It's incomparable to anything material. Susukam kartum avyayam. Raja Vidya Raja Guyam. This is the topmost knowledge. Even the big, big Harvard University PhD, they don't have this knowledge. They're there in the washing machine. They spin. Oh, maybe the universe, dark hole. Maybe we discover this new universe. What? They can't figure out. Their senses are temporary and limited. So they can't figure out anything. It's like you close your eyes and you say, ah, how you like this place? Yeah, very nice. It's all black. You don't see anything. So we had to remove this band which closes the eyes of people to see Krishna everywhere. Because Krishna is everywhere. And Krishna is in all living entities. There's nothing but Krishna around us. But we want to close our eyes and say, no, I don't want to see. I don't want to see. I want to be in Maya. Then what can we do? Jeev jago, Gaura Chandra Bole. So we have to awaken people to this Krishna conscious movement, give the benefit, take the opportunity, let's taste ourselves the nectar of Krishna consciousness and give it to everybody else. In that way, our life will become very successful. I'd like to thank you very much. I'd like to conclude here. We have a few minutes for question and answer. Although I bought a book on Chaitanya Niti about something, I didn't touch the topic. Yes. 1 second, please.
Hi, Vishal. Prabhupada, you told that we should be endeavoring to maintain our devotional life nicely. We should make endeavor.
I'm sorry, I don't understand anything what you say. Which language you speak?
We should make endeavor for maintaining our devotional service, get determination. And as we see in our lives of our previous acharyas, and especially I'm reading now Srinivas Acharya life story. So see his high level of humility and devotional service, and we compare ourselves with that, and that it's really gives. No, it's really difficult to maintain the faith because we feel that we are so degraded in comparison to them. So how we can maintain our determination and faith in that situation?
See, everybody has to have a friend in Krishna consciousness. We all have a spiritual master. We all have inspiration. We have to have somebody we follow. We are followers. Huh? We are Sisha. We are disciple. So we are following Srila Prabhupada's instruction. We are following our Guru Maharaj instruction. We are following some other advanced Vaishnavas. And we need somebody who's friend to us every day who can tell us, hey, if I'm in Maya, please don't forget to tell me if you see something I'm doing wrong. Because sometimes we cannot see ourselves. Okay, we are very small, insignificant in front of the life of the Acharya. But nevertheless, we are important for Krishna. See, just like in a machine, there is a small nut. That small nut costs only 20 paisa. And when the nut is outside of the machine, it's only worth 20 paisa. But when the nut is part of the big, greater machine, it's worth a lot. So, we are part and parcel of Krishna. And Krishna wants us to go back home, back to Godhead. It doesn't matter. We are all small. We are all anus. We are 1/10,000 the tip of the air. If tomorrow I were to become my real form, 1/10,000 tip of the air, I cannot see myself. It's like, you know, one seed of rose. We're smaller, 1/10,000. We're very small, insignificant. But still for Krishna, he comes in the form of Paramatma in our heart. He's guiding us. He wants us to go back home there to God. So are we going to be fixed in the ocean of service? By following the Acharya, by following the program the Acharya gives us. Every day we come to Mangalarti, we take bath in the morning, we put tila, we chant Hare Krishna. We do this consciously. Consciously, we choose to do this because it's a medicine for us. Like when we are sick, we go to the doctor, we say, doctor, I'm sick. He say, okay, take this pill, take this syrup, take this. Don't eat potato, don't eat rice. He say, rice, wait, I like rice. I am a Bengali, I cannot live without rice. It's okay, you only have to not eat rice for 15 days, eat chapati. So then if you follow the instruction of the doctor, and we take the pills, then we become all right. So the Acharya, they're showing us the way, how we become perfect. It doesn't matter how big or small we are, what position we are. It doesn't matter. In the moment of leaving this planet, Prabhupada said we have to fly our own airplane. Yeah? When you fly airplane, there is no other airplane who can come and fix your airplane. There is only one airplane who can give you petrol. That is the make now. But apart from that, you have to fly your own airplane. So that means when we're going to die, our wife, our children, our grandmother, our friend, nobody can do anything. We're going to die. Sure, we're going to die. As sure as death. But because we are eternal being, we are not dying. So if you have knowledge and you remember Krishna, you close your eyes and say, Hare Krishna, please Krishna, take me back home to your place. Who? You wake up and you're there. No problem. Does this answer your question? Okay. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you for a very uplifting class. It was very, very nice.
Your blessing.
Uplifting to the heart.
Because you put your garland on my head, and I look like Julius Caesar, you said.
Yeah.
So I give a nice class.
Comes from Lord Nityananda.
Nityananda, so Nityananda's blessing.
And I just got to make a comment about the fashion, if I may. And maybe
Sure.
I know that when I was the first time I saw a devotee, it was a sannyasi walking down, I think it was 4th Avenue, 5th Avenue in New York City. And I know it was very shocking to me, and I went, wow, who is that? What is that? You know, he was dressed with, he had the danda, it was Jayadwaita Swami actually, he had danda, very thin, he had the dhoti on, he had the top cover, it was the middle of the summer, he had a top cloth on, and I really appreciate it. I said, wow, this guy's really something. I don't know what he is, but he's really something. So sometimes wearing Vaishnava dress, people will see it. And that act of appreciation is maybe their first act of devotional service. Oh,
absolutely.
Wow, this guy really has some guts. He's, you know, I mean, I remember thinking, wow, this guy really has some guts. He's walking down the street dressed like this. And so something. I couldn't put my finger on what it was, but so it's something. It's not a.
It's powerful.
It's powerful.
We don't understand, you know, because we think, oh, what's the big deal? We wear a dhoti and a kurta and tila. But when you see in the street, people, you walk in the street, people say, hey, Hare Krishna, right? So that means, you know, like you say, they make advancement. And if people remember Krishna, they tell once their name, or they appreciate the Vaishnavas, then you know, that makes some spiritual advancement, for sure.
That's another reason why Prabhupada said we should wear it, because when people see us, they'll go, even if they don't know that we're Krishna people, or they can't figure out what we are, they'll go, oh, there's some kind of, it'll remind them of God.
Correct.
Yeah, they'll see us and they'll go, oh, that person's one of these God people.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, just like Srila Prabhupada explained, like the policeman who is wearing a particular cloth, is wearing a uniform. So when we see a policeman, we understand, oh, he's a policeman, or he's an army, or whatever. So then, because that is the dress of the Vaishnava, then naturally people connect us with God, and so it's good for them. Any other question from the ladies' side? Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Gaura Premanande.